Among those pushing to allow cannabis sales is Black Lives Matter Bloomington Normal. The group sees it as a social justice issue, a way to right the wrongs of the war on drugs. Olivia Butts from Black Lives Matter says they view it as a form of reparations. Their group lobbied the Planning Commission not only to allow sales, but to make sure any cannabis businesses were located on bus routes where people without cars can reach them. Butts speaks to WGLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson, starting with her reaction to the state's new map showing the hardest hit parts of the state from the war on drugs include most of West and South Bloomington.
I think it really does represent where people have been hit the most when you think about cannabis and cannabis possession related offenses. I think what we're most concerned about is considering how can we get people who have been disproportionately affected some advantages as cannabis becomes legal in 2020. There's a lot of reparations that are built into this law. It's been said that it's one of the most progressive laws in the U.S. So what we're hoping is that we can see Bloomington City Council goes ahead with allowing cannabis sales here in Bloomington, and then we get to see someone from the black or brown community, someone who has been affected by the war on drugs or the war on marijuana, opening a business here. We'd like to see some entrepreneurship, a new business opened by someone from the minority community here in Bloomington.
So if Bloomington gets a dispensary, where do you think it should go?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I don't know that I have a personal opinion on where it should go, but like I said, we would like these dispensaries to be accessible to all people, people who don't have cars. I would love to see it along a bus route in Bloomington or Normal, especially if we talk about people from disproportionately affected areas. People are going to need a way to get to work, right? So thinking about some accessibility.
What are you worried about them doing? Like, what does getting it wrong look like?
We're really just hoping that the Planning Commission moves forward to kind of put the ball back into the City Council's court on moving forward with allowing people to open businesses here and start to apply for those applications. So we know that people who have been disproportionately affected by this, by overcriminalization of marijuana in the past, have an advantage to their applications for applying for a business license from the state. And we would really like to see minority folks in this community apply for those applications and get the chance to open a business, to turn things around here and kind of make up for some of that over-policing, over-criminalization that has happened in the past.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Tiffany Jackson. I'm in the studio with Olivia Butts from the Black Lives Matter organization. The Black Lives Matter group has framed the cannabis policymaking process as a struggle for reparations. What do you mean by that?
Sure. So black people in Illinois make up 15% of the population, but make up 60% of cannabis arrests. That in itself is a staggering number. We think about the war on drugs. We think about the war on marijuana. That has had extreme effects on mostly black and brown people, their families. We think about over-policing, over-sentencing, over-incarceration. There are people still sitting in jail from low-level possession crimes from years and years ago. So we're looking at this bill as a way to create something, make up for a little bit of what has happened in the past.
Reparations can be a loaded, misunderstood word. How are you using it here, and how might your reference here be different from our listeners' past perceptions of reparations?
I think when we consider reparations, we're trying to make up for things that have happened in the past. And in this particular case, we look back, you know, 40, almost 50 years ago when the war on drugs was first announced, and that has had extreme disproportionate effects on African-American communities, right? The war on drugs has been extremely unsuccessful, has cost us so much money, little to no effect on the supply and demand of drugs, but has really had, you know, like I've said, extreme negative effects on black and brown communities, their families, everything.
What about for those who are currently incarcerated or in jail for drug offenses? How do you think that the new state law will impact them?
The state law is going to seek to try to address some of that damage, right? 800,000 people's will get their records expunged. They will also be looking to wipe arrests for records of people who were possessing less than 1 ounce of marijuana, and I think that goes back to 2013. So that's really good when we consider how much of a damaging effect people's records can have on them getting housing, getting jobs. It's something that can stay with you forever, and for something as small as, you know, possessing marijuana, less than 1 ounce, I don't believe that that's something that should stick with you. So we're really happy to see those expungement pieces built into this law.